In baseball, in the American League, Tampa Bay doubled up the Yankees 6-3. In an interleague play, Atlanta edged Toronto 3-2. The Blue Jays' three-game lead remains in the AL East. In the National League, Miami tripled up the Mets 9-3, stopping an eight-game winning streak. Washington shut out Philadelphia 4-0. New York maintains an eight-game lead in the NL East. In the NFL, the Buffalo Bills have released running back Bryce Brown to free a roster spot for defensive tackle Marcell Dareus's return from a one-game suspension. The decision was announced yesterday when Dareus rejoined the team after missing a season-opening win over Indianapolis for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey and the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation are joining forces in an effort to stem the tide of teen dating violence in high schools. Healey and Patriots owner Robert Kraft unveiled the Game Change program yesterday. It seeks to educate high school students, teachers, and coaches about domestic violence and sexual assault. Major League Soccer's expansion franchise in Los Angeles finally has an official name, the Los Angeles Football Club, or LAFC. The club will begin Major League Soccer play in 2018, a year later than originally planned. Longtime NHL left wing Simone Gagné has retired after a 14-year career. The 35-year-old Gagné had seven 20-goal seasons, including two with 40-plus goals.